Our speaker today is Dale Solberg, and I don't know a lot about you, so kind of interested in getting to know you and getting to know your message today. Dale, would you come up and minister to us this morning? Thank you very much.
So good morning, and thank you for this invitation. When Pastor Shane asked me a number of months ago, I said, well, I can't really say no. I think I'm the closest neighbor who's not a member here. So we live just a block south here at the Salem Apartments, my wife Lois Link and I. And I want to say a word about music. Someone said, the one who sings prays twice. And thank you for those very special numbers. The last anthem, River in Judea, I love the anthem. I sang it in a very different context than Freeman, South Dakota, and that was with the American Swedish Institute Male Chorus, but we did sing it in English. So our scripture text today comes from the Epistle of 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 2 through 7. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble so that we may be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as Christ's sufferings are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is abundant through Christ. For if we are troubled and distressed, it is for your comfort and salvation. And if we are comforted and encouraged, it is for your comfort, which works when you patiently endure the same sufferings which we experience. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, since we know that just as you share as partners in our sufferings, so also you share as partners in our comfort. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of God abides forever. So I have a question for you. Do you ever get discouraged? Well, I usually say don't answer because I know the answer. We all get discouraged. I get discouraged. I get discouraged sometimes about finances. I get discouraged about health issues. I get discouraged that friends and family suffer long illness for long periods of time. I've been discouraged when I can't quite seem to discern God's will and plan clearly. We all get discouraged because we're all humans. The writer of this letter, of course, is the Apostle Paul. And you probably know well the story of Paul, Saul of Tarsus, who became the great apostle. And he would have reasons to be discouraged. Later in 2 Corinthians, he speaks of being of stripes, of beatings, of prison, of stoning, of shipwrecks, of peril. I guess someone said that maybe the Apostle Paul holds the PhD in reasons for being discouraged. Now, in the translation or version of scripture that I read, it was actually the Amplified, and you heard the word encourage or encouragement more often. Other translations will say comfort, consolation. I'm going to mostly use the word encourage. I think comfort and consolation bring encouragement, and to us in English, encouragement is probably a stronger and more understandable word. But encouragement is something that we all need. And I thank God that it's something that God has promised for every one of us. When God made us, he made sure that we could not and should not stand alone. God gives the strength, the encouragement that we need. As a matter of fact, the words comfort, consolation, encouragement are the same words translated as the word used to describe the coming of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity who comes alongside us to strengthen, to help, to empower, to encourage. And the words comfort or encouragement here don't mean just pity, not just mere sympathy. If the Lord only gave us sympathy, we might not move out of our discouragement. The word here carries a greater meaning, with strength, encouragement with strength, that God gives the strength, God provides the strength. It literally means something, or in this case, someone called alongside to help, to strengthen, to assist. So real encouragement does more than sympathize. It literally strengthens. It gives power to face whatever difficulties we are going through by the grace of God. One commentator said that this type of God strength could be described as holy urging, spurring us on, the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, being right at our side and moving us on. That Holy Spirit who abides, resides with those who believe. That God has provided this strength for the believer. So when we're discouraged, the good news is, as described by Paul, that despite circumstances, there is a God of all comfort and encouragement to spur us on, to lift us up, to encourage. So I think it was clear, as Paul wrote, that God, through Jesus Christ, has the corner on the market for encouragement. So what about discouragement, the opposite of encouragement? Where does that come from? Well, discouragement comes from the enemy, the evil one. There's an ancient fable that tells about the devil auctioning off his tools. He had different tools. He had the obvious, envy, jealousy, pride, vanity, and so forth. But there was one tool that he had a very high price on, such a high price that no one could afford it. And the devil said, I really don't want to sell it anyway because it's my favorite tool. It's a well-worn tool. And in this make-believe story, somebody asked, well, what is that tool? And he said, that tool is discouragement. I use it to pry open a life. And when I pry open a life with discouragement, I can get inside and do all kinds of other damage with my other tools. Now, that's only a story, but it really is true that the evil one tries to use discouragement perhaps as much or more than any other thing to attempt to damage our lives and weaken us. But we can stand assured, beloved, that we stand on that promise that we have a God of all comfort and encouragement, a God who cares, a God who cared so much that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us and the Holy Spirit to bring Jesus Christ to redeem us, to bring salvation by his grace, and the Holy Spirit to strengthen and empower. We are given that gift by grace through faith. So as believers in Jesus Christ, we have strength and authority. Just as the evil one comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy, Jesus Christ came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. That we as Christians have greater tools and more authority than the evil one. We have these tools, such as the whole armor of God that Paul described in another book. Jesus Christ as Lord and the Holy Spirit within us. And that we, as the body of Christ, the church gathered here, are a tool to bring that word of God through prayer and other means to the throne of grace. And just like the passage says, we can bring that encouragement and hope in despair and bring encouragement to others. So Paul is saying here that we might have discouragement, but we have the faith through Jesus Christ, and we're better equipped to bring that encouragement to others. He said that in verse 4. God comforts or encourages us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble. And that comfort and encouragement only comes from God, but we're asked as the believers to pass it on. That's part of us gathering here today, the Church of Jesus Christ. Part of the reason we assemble and hear the needs of our neighbors and ourselves and bring them and ask for God's grace. I visited Bethany several times in the last months in preparation for today, and I noticed that you very much do that, that we heard the needs of others, and that's just to encourage you to continue to be hearers and doers of the gospel as you have been doing. From 1 Thessalonians 5:11, we hear this admonition, similar to that in 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 5:11, therefore, encourage one another and build each other up. Or from the book of Hebrews, chapter 3, verse 13, but encourage one another every day as long as it is called today. And when is today not called today? Encourage one another every day as long as it's called today. It's always today, so that means continually. And then it goes on to say the reason. Why do we encourage one another daily in the faith as long as it's called today? So that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. So that we're building each other up. The very reason for passing on encouragement in Jesus Christ is to escape sin and the power of the evil one. That we as Christian believers, as part of the body of Christ, are there to spur one another on to love and good works, to be encouraged in the faith in Jesus Christ. Well, one might say, well, I can get encouragement in other things, but is it really encouragement? I think of philosophy, and philosophy is a very important study, but truthfully, philosophy without the foundation of Jesus Christ eventually turns into pessimism. I think every philosopher will agree that at some time, humankind is headed toward the grave. There's no comfort in unbelief, atheism, not knowing the Lord. The story is told about a little girl raised in an atheist family and had been taught all her life that there was no God. And then she came to die. And her father and her mother were trying to give her encouragement. They were trying to comfort their dying daughter. And they didn't believe in God, and she didn't believe in God. And this father was by her side saying to her, sweetheart, it won't be long. Just hold on. Daddy loves you. It won't be long. Just hold on. She said, Daddy, you tell me to hold on, but there's nothing to hold on to. Or even in religion, apart from the great redemptive work of Jesus Christ. I'm certain you've heard this often. Jesus Christ is different than other religions. That we as Christians believe that there's a loving, caring, compassionate God who reached down and came to provide a way for a right relationship with God. Son of God and God the Son. That through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, there is a God who is still living. That the Holy Spirit fills us and gives us power and encouragement. And a little more good news as we look back to verse 4. The passage says that it is God, He, who encourages or comforts us. And actually, and I'm not a scholar of words such as Pastor Shane is, but I'm reading that this is the present tense, that it means that it's continuous, that the source of strength, the source of encouragement, God's throne of grace is continually available. It never leaves. And then going back to the Apostle Paul, I mentioned some of his difficulties that weren't mentioned, but they are mentioned later in 2 Corinthians. If I had read on in the verses a little later, just a few verses after the ones that I read, Paul said he was so discouraged for a certain measure of the work. He said, for we would not have you ignorant of our troubles, that we were pressed down above strength, insomuch that we despaired of life itself. So again, we have examples. In fact, I think all of Scripture has dozens of examples of the lives of people who without God would be greatly discouraged and without redemption in Jesus Christ. So when we are discouraged, we're in good company. We can read of all kinds of accounts of that. I won't go into the whole life of Joshua, but one verse that I especially have found helpful, and in my work when I worked as a chaplain in senior care communities, this encouragement wasn't just for Joshua, but it comes from the book of Joshua. It's for us as well, and for you. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, and do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And then one of my heroes of the faith, and there would be many, it was told that Martin Luther, the great reformer and theologian and pastor, that sometimes he got so discouraged that he'd hide out in the study of his house. One time he began to mope around. He lost his zest for life. He became so disconsolate, so discouraged. His wife, Katie, tried to speak to him, but to no avail. So she thought she'd shock him. She put on a black dress and a veil, a black veil and gloves, like one would wear to a funeral, and came into the room where he was. And he said, "Why, who has died?" "Oh," she said, "Martin, haven't you heard? God has died." "Why, that is blasphemy," Martin Luther said. She said, "Aye, and it's blasphemy for you to be living as if God is dead." And it snapped him out of it, and he realized that God is the God of all comfort and consolation and encouragement. So the good news today is that we have a God of comfort and encouragement. Yes, every one of us faces trials and difficulties, and that can bring discouragement. And in fact, what Paul is really saying here is the reason for those difficulties, the reason for those trials, is so that we're strengthened in the faith and we can help others. So I'll say again, from 2 Corinthians, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts and encourages us in every trouble, so that we will be able to comfort and encourage those who are in any kind of trouble, with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God." Amen.